Welcome to Street Hypnosis. This is an induction for the masterclass entitled Discover the Hypnotic Profiling Secrets that let you read people like an open book, anytime, anywhere, and with anyone. This is a hypnotic experience for your learning easily now. So, if you're driving a car or operating any kind of machine, just stop this recording now. When you're free from distractions and can focus all your attention on the ideas and suggestions that I've prepared for your learning experience here, then simply sit back, relax, and enjoy the insights and learnings that will lead you to positive changes now. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable. As soon as you're comfortable, just sit back, relax, and close your eyes. It's important that you feel comfortable as you begin this hypnotic journey, because the more comfortable you can feel, the more you can go deeper inside yourself and find the resources, the experiences that allow you to connect up an idea or something you just understood intellectually with your own personal experiences. The idea of relaxation is something that everyone understands, but it isn't until you begin to relax, perhaps your shoulders, your arms, and your legs begin to feel heavy all by themselves, that you understand what relaxation really means. You know, of course, that when you're relaxing, your body feels comfortable. And it's easy to see that your mind can begin to get that sense of peace and tranquility the more your body and mind relaxes. A physically relaxed body helps to enhance a mental state of peace and tranquility. Mental calmness leads to mental peace now. As you understand that an idea is only as good as the experiences that you can attach to that idea, so your unconscious mind is free to explore inside and find, through the power of associations, all those experiences that will help it to enhance a particular idea. The idea we're focusing on now, of course, is the idea of relaxation. And you can relax more comfortably now than you've yet to experience, because you have a lifetime of memories of feeling comfortably, deeply relaxed, both in your mind and in your body. At nights you've slept, and sometimes you slept so peacefully that nothing could wake you. You felt so totally relaxed and comfortable that even when you awaken in the morning, you're just drifting in that lazy, hazy, warm, comfortable glow. And because you've experienced that at least once in your life, you know you can experience it again. Your nervous system is capable of experiencing that all over again. And to the extent that you begin to sense that comfort creeping in and your mind beginning to expand, so you can find inner resources and experiences that help you to understand important lessons. One important lesson to understand is to realize that you know all about people. You spent a lifetime interacting with people. No matter how shy or gregarious you may have been, no matter how quiet or retiring, no matter how loud or extroverted, you've been around people your entire life. You've seen them walking on the streets. You've talked with them, experienced strangers and friends, loved ones, and people that you dislike. There are all kinds of different interactions that you've had. It's only natural that you could recall each of those interactions in a different way. The thing is, sometimes people find other people curious, their behaviors unintelligible. And it isn't until you understand the mechanisms operating inside their mind that that behavior suddenly makes sense. Everything that people do is totally reasonable, logical, and rational when you understand the mechanism going on in the background. You've had the experience yourself of having a friend or close family member do something so odd that you couldn't understand why they would do it. And it wasn't until later on down the line that an explanation was given, and suddenly it made sense why they did that thing in the way that they did it, so out of character at the time, or so it seemed. But when you understand more about what was motivating them, how they were thinking at the time, it made total sense that they should respond and react in the way that they did. And you can use these insights, these moments of understanding, to really get through and understand people. Hypnotic profiling is nothing other than searching through your memories to all those times you've experienced different people and begin to tease out certain patterns from your interactions and your communications. For example, you know people who are very concrete in their thinking. They say things always in sensory terms, things they saw, specific objects, a table, a chair, a person. And they're always telling you in great detail all their experiences. You ask them how they came to work, and they'll tell you about the number of the bus that they took and how many people sat next to them. And every step of that process is recounted to you. Because to them, all those things are important. It's their experience. And yet there are other people who on the same questions will think on much higher level, more abstract. Higher does not always mean better. It just means at a higher level of logical abstraction. So the person that tells you about all those little things that happen on the way to work, an abstract thinker will just tell you, it's the same as before. I got on a bus and I got to work. It seems that information is missing. But of course, you know that you have more information than you began with. The abstract idea is the ability to take small chunks of information and go beyond them into the principles, the general ideas that underlie them. Now, both styles of thinking have their uses, and both styles of thinking have their flaws. And as you start searching through your memory, through your own experiences of people, you can identify people who are very sensory descriptive, very much in the detail, very much in the moment, bit by bit. And of course, you can also recognize other people, people who are more abstract in their thinking, bigger ideas, sometimes so divorced from what seems like reality, you can't even understand how they could conceive of such things. Now, the interesting thing is that people will always sit somewhere in that range, somewhere at the top or somewhere near the bottom. When you understand which of those they have, which of those tendencies they like to think in, what kind of words they like to use, big normalizations like love, happiness, travel, journey, or small details like the person that they loved, an example of a journey, a specific thing that they experienced. And so you get to start identifying certain key things inside individuals. Another one of these keys that lets you understand people is the ability to see how their thinking is dominated by their mind. Do they think logically, progressively, in order, systematically? Or do they think intuitively, in the moment, creatively? A logical person can be very creative in one way. An intuitive person can leap from thoughts to ideas and have a different kind of creativity. When logic and intuition work hand in hand, creativity is enhanced. But for the moment, we're looking at those people who are more intuitive, enjoying the moment, and those people who are more logical, who need to plan and know things ahead of time. Go ahead and allow people to come to mind, people you know, people you have known, and simply ask yourself, is this person more logical or more intuitive? Now, of course, everyone has both aspects inside themselves. So it's not a question of which one are they only. It's a question of which one are they more. And in each context, people can switch. For example, at work, someone can be very logical and planning and progressively oriented. And they come home and they forget all that. They become more intuitive, more inside, in touch with their feelings and the sense of the spontaneous moment happening. Neither is right or better. It's just a question of which one works better in their environment. Now, when you have a context and a person in mind in that context, you can very quickly tell either an abstract thinker or a logical thinker, intuitive thinker, or down to the senses in small detail. And that gives you an instant profile, an instant insight into each one of their characters, into how they think and perceive the world, and therefore how they act and respond to it. Someone who's very abstract thinking and logical is an air type person. Air type means that they are abstract and logical in their ways, and that's all it means. We understand this naturally in the terms of the university professor, someone who is in love with ideas, who can think ideas through to precision, clarity, and plan them through. These are the great strategists, the people that can take ideas and run with them and come up with new, exciting ways of using things as a result. Now, someone who is more details-oriented and someone who's more logical at the same time, the contrast to that air-type personality is right down to earth. And it happens in our language. We talk about people having their heads in the clouds and people being down to earth. Someone who's down to earth is practical in nature, has all these details. They pay attention to the actual things going on in the world around them, rather than the world of ideas. But they are logical and progressive. They like to plan ahead. They're the people that get things done by meticulously, systematically ticking off each item on a box. Now, they might be a little bit rule-bound from time to time. It's just a side effect of how they're thinking at that time. Change the way they think or perceive the world, you change the way they react and respond to it. So someone who's down to earth, an earthy type character, who starts becoming more intuitive, paying more attention to their inner realm, their feelings, their thoughts, their intuitions, rather than the logical progression of things. Such people have the ability to suddenly transform, become more fiery, enjoy life, have passion. Passion comes from the inside, not from the logical mind, but from the intuitive feeling part of the mind. And so someone who is in the world of the senses and the detail, the richness of life, and gets to enjoy it by their intuitions and their feelings, becomes a more fiery personality. The final type, the water type, is someone who is in the world of their feelings, their intuitions, their instincts, but at the same time is abstract in the ideas, the realm of ideas coupled with the realm of instincts and intuitions. Leaves someone who wonders about the reason for being in the world, someone who decides to want to change the world for the better. And it doesn't take a lot of effort to go through these matrices, these simple poles, to get a sense of a basic personality and refine that with each context, switching personality as the state shifts, and as you begin to develop more and more careful, precise instruments for measuring and understanding people's reactions. In the old days, you'd have a master craftsman who'd make shoes or clothes, tables and chairs, anything a craftsman could make. And craftsmen went through a process of acquiring their skill. At first, they had to understand the materials they were using and the tools that they were using. So a craftsman would start as an apprentice and watch the master at work. He'd watch and observe the tools that they were using and the materials that the tools were being applied to. And as he began to notice one master or another master using the same tools in a different way, the same materials being shaped in different ways, begin to understand the nature of the craft bit by bit. Each apprentice would acquire more skill, allowed to use the tools themselves in different ways, experimenting, always observing, understanding the consequences of the actions, and understanding how one tool can shape things in different ways. Eventually, the apprentice becomes good enough to become a journeyman. And a journeyman is an interesting stage in that person's development, because an apprentice has to observe and copy and think and experiment. A journeyman has to go out and find more experiences. An apprentice is led along the way by an idea presented by his craftsmaster. And so an apprentice in the shoemaking profession will watch his craftsmaster and understand the tools that he uses and learn from him. And he'll see shoes and understand how they were made, what tools shaped them. But then the apprentice becomes a journeyman and has to go out into the world. And he begins to experience things that he was never exposed to originally. Different tools, techniques, different shoes made in different ways by different hands. And so he uses that base of knowledge that he learned at the feet of the masters. And as he goes into the world, he uses that to understand the world in even deeper ways. And so a journeyman would go on a journey throughout Europe and ply his trade from city to city, from town to town. In each place, he'd learn from one place or another, meeting other apprentices, other journeymen, other masters. Each time learning something more, a deeper nuance to his craft, a deeper connection to his skill. By the time the journeyman returned home, he could truly be called a master of his craft because he had crossed through Europe and seen it all, experienced it all. He understood his tools in a brand new way. The same tools, the same materials. And yet, the shoes he can craft with them will be so much better because the subtlety, the nuances that he understood were so far beyond those of an apprentice or even a journeyman. And so it's interesting to understand that we can have tools, we can have materials, we can have understandings of how these things combine to create an object of beauty or utility, like a shoe or a table. But it isn't until experiences come our way that that skill grows into something truly profound, something truly masterful. It's in the place where the tools and materials meet the real world and the creativity that is engendered by seeing things happening in different ways, in ways that weren't meant to be possible, but really are. And that is where a master truly comes into his own. And you've experienced so much information here. You've experienced different ideas. And as an apprentice, you can find your own connection to these ideas. You can experience people in different ways, wondering about simple poles. Is this person an abstract thinker or a detail thinker? Left brain to right brain? Is it motivated towards or away from the carrot or the stick? All these things are the tools of your trade as a hypnotist. Your perception is the materials, seeing people behave in different ways. And your understandings are the tools. You have these now. As an apprentice, it's time for you to become a journeyman. Go out and have the journey, experiencing different people, understanding them in terms of these tools, and seeing how your tools change, how your perceptions change as a result of your interaction with people. And so, both your logic and your intuition become refined as your understanding of people becomes more refined. Your ability to profile starts with a simple game, just wondering, are they abstract thinkers or concrete thinkers? Are they left brain or right brain oriented? And just wondering that and playing that game begins to build things inside. In time, you begin to understand people differently because you get to see them in the whole world, in all the contexts, in all the glory of emotional states. And so, your understanding of hypnotic profiling reaches new heights. And I don't know how long it'll take you to complete the journeyman's journey to mastery. To read people like an open book. It may take you weeks. It might take you months. It can even take years of constantly refining and improvement. A master is not stuck in his ways. He continues to grow. More insight, more skill. A master, at the end of his days, is better than when he first became a master of his craft, because he or she can continue to learn and grow. And you can continue to learn and grow. And to the extent that you go out there and allow real experiences, real people to come by you, and you keep wondering about those simple questions, abstract, concrete, left brain, right brain, internal, external, extrovert, introvert, you begin to build a powerful profiling system which will allow you to understand anyone you meet within the shortest of time, to be able to predict their behavior and understand the best ways of influencing them. Now, go ahead, rest and relax there for a while. And allow these thoughts to integrate, these experiences to become part of who you are. So by the time it's time for you to come back outside, you have all those understandings at the unconscious level waiting for you to gain the experience you need in order to become a master of hypnotic profiling. Now, I'll be silent for a few minutes. When I return, you'll find yourself comfortably drifting back out of hypnosis as I count from 1 to 5. So for the moment, just rest in silence and enjoy a peaceful integration of these ideas. When you hear me speak again, I'll count you back out, and you can end this particular trance journey by going outside and starting a different journey. Now, rest comfortably. Very good. Now, in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you can bring yourself back, feeling refreshed, relaxed, alert. Simply fantastic. Opening your eyes, your ears, and your mind to a brand new world. To see people differently, perceive them differently. As you begin to understand them in a different way, your ability to use hypnotic profiling becomes intensified as you reach those experiences. So, as I count from 1 to 5, you'll become a little bit more alert, more refreshed, more relaxed, and revitalized. By the time I count to 5, you'll open your eyes feeling refreshed, relaxed, alert. Simply fantastic. Ready to get on with using hypnotic profiling in your day-to-day life. It's just a natural part of the way you meet life with curiosity and a certain kind of passion. So, ready to do that now. 1, coming up slowly. 2, bring yourself back, more and more alert. 3, begin to stretch your legs and your arms, begin to breathe more deeply. 4, allowing your shoulders to move. And 5, open your eyes, feeling refreshed, relaxed, alert. Simply fantastic. Ready to use these hypnotic profiling secrets in your own life and become a true master of reading people like an open book. I'd like to congratulate you on having taken yet another hypnotic journey. Each time you take one of these journeys, you build connection and trust your unconscious. Each time that you build this connection of trust with your unconscious, your ability to grow and become a stronger, healthier, and more powerful individual continues to grow. I'd like to thank you for once again having been a part of the Street Hypnosis family.